Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about why it's vain to trust in your finances. Now, I want to take you to a scripture in the Bible, 1 Timothy 6:10. It says, "For the love of money is a root of all evil." Okay, now money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil, which some coveted after, meaning they look at something and you lust after it until you have it for yourself. Some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Okay, let's talk about this. Now, when somebody is coveting something, they lust after it. It's a worldly lust. Everything you see, you see something and it appetizes you to want to have that thing that you see, that you admire. Somebody else may have it, and every time you see them with it, you want to acquire it, and you do whatever it takes. You work really hard and you put all your trust in your money. So that you can have that thing that you coveted for after. And then the other thing is, okay, now money isn't evil, but it's what you do to obtain money that is evil. Like, there's some people, I know I saw a story on the news where a man robbed a woman and his, a man robbed another man and his wife for their finances, because, you know, just out of greed. And so he wound up beating up the man and left the woman wounded, and they didn't even have the finances that he was trying to take from them. And so that's something you want to be careful of, is you don't want to do evil things to obtain money. But another way that's evil is, like, if you're like a celebrity and you do all of these ruthless things, you dress half decent in these music videos just so that you can have fame and fortune. You know, that's another evil thing that you can do to obtain money and to have finances. So the love of money is a root of all evil. And this is because these people are empty and they are greedy. They want more and more. It's never enough. And so when you have some money, you gain little by little by working diligently and laboring diligently for it. You don't do something evil to obtain it. And so that's the difference between, you know, money is good to have, but make sure you're laboring diligently to obtain it. And you're gaining little by little. Because and at the end of the day, you can't bring any of those finances with you when you pass away. And so that's why money, that's why when you trust in your finances, it's very vain. Now, there's a story in the Bible about a man who went to hell, but he was rich in the world, you know. And when Lazarus came to him, he wanted, you know, some food, and the dogs looked at his feet. But the man that was rich wouldn't even give him any food or anything, or even help him out. And so when the rich man died, he went to hell. And he asked Abraham to send down Lazarus to so that he could put a drop of water in hell. And he thought he was still running things, because here he is still talking, asking Abraham to get permission from God to send Lazarus down so that he can be cooled by a drop of water. And the answer was no, because if they didn't listen to Moses when he gave the law, why would they listen, you know, to Lazarus, you know, in the eternity? Because when they were alive, they didn't listen to Moses. So that's what they had to suffer. That was a penalty for what they did when they were, you know, in the world. And so Lazarus wound up going to heaven, even though he was a poor man that was a beggar. But the rich man went to hell. And so the Bible also says that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven than it is for a camel to enter the eye of a needle. And so you just have to be very careful with what your heart desires and the things of this world. And you have to know that the things of this world is temporary. You know, you shouldn't want to always acquire stuff or covet after things and lust after things that you see other people have, because half of the time they have lusted and coveted after what they have just to obtain it, you know, or they've done some type of evil to acquire it. And so There you go. So when you trust in your own capabilities and your own abilities, it gets you nowhere. It's useless. Because the rich man, he trusted in his finances to get him to heaven, but he winded up going to hell. Whereas the poor man, Lazarus, he trusted in God and he winded up going to heaven. So that's the difference. And so I just want you to beware not to trust in your finances and to always trust in God. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.